Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with promo code KMC and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that back in 2010, laws were passed by the United States government to give the authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to seize portions of your bank accounts, your 401k, your IRA. Yep, you heard me. Your 401k, IRA, and your bank accounts. Sounds scary, but it's already happened in 8 countries in the last 7 years. Get the facts on what they can do by receiving the white paper titled The Coming Bail-In. See how all of this was set up to help manage our out-of-control debt. Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, you'll have peace of mind. Call Landmark Capital today at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Or go online to landmarkgold.com.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
My blood work with my doctor is the best it's ever been, all my numbers. And this is the only supplement I take now. Whatever I'm doing, he said, keep it up.
We're landlords, and I have about 3 people moving in, and it's been very strenuous, but I have the energy to do it, thanks to, balance of nature.
My blood work has been getting better and better every 6 months, and I have no explanation for it other than I'm taking a balance of nature. But all the numbers are always changing for the better, every blood test.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, stranger, what would the Duke say about the Trump era and all the division? Patrick Wayne will be here to talk about his dad later in the show. Kayleigh McEnany will be in to report on last night's rally and kicking everything off first. Live from Taiwan, it's Mike Huckabee.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Where's Hunter? Okay, get it. So where is Hunter? I want to see Hunter ask these questions. Hunter, you know nothing about energy. You know nothing about China. You know nothing about anything, frankly. Hunter, you're a loser. Why did you get $1.5 billion, Hunter?
Well, you know, the challenge there, too, is that the average Ukrainian family is only making $350 a month. So, I don't know, looked kind of fishy. That was the president, of course, last night at the big rally in Minnesota, which was a sham in and of itself. Did you hear all the stuff they did to this guy to hold his rally there? They took out the porta potties. They charged him 17 times the amount of money for the police protection. Last night, I guess they had people stealing MAGA hats as people were walking in, and then they burned them in fires all around the circumference of the place. And then they put little, you know, F Trump signs on the ashes after the hats were burned. I mean, what is the other side about? Is it just abject lawlessness? Well, appears to be, if you're Adam Schiff. I mean, that's the way he's behaving. But let's get some other perspective on this. He's connecting with us live from Taiwan today. I have no understanding why Governor Huckabee is in Taiwan, but I'm just glad that he's here. Governor, welcome. It's good to have you.
Well, thank you. I'm actually in temporary exile, but I do plan to come back at some point, hopefully soon. But I need to lay low for a while. I'm just kidding. I'm really not in trouble that I know of.
Well, here's what I want to know, Gov. You know, I campaigned really hard for you, both of your runs for president. I was an early supporter, big fan. And I just want to know, if you had become president, could you have gotten me a job for some energy company that I would have had to have no experience for, not even speak the language of the company it was based in, and maybe never even show up for board meetings and just get me a huge fat paycheck like that?
I might have done that, but first I would have made sure that all three of my children got that kind of job. And then I'm going to put my wife on the payroll of some Chinese conglomerate as well. Kevin, this is just unbelievable. And I don't understand how the media and the Democrats can continue to ignore this incredible story and even keep saying, well, that's all been debunked. That's all been debunked. Well, no, it hasn't been. In fact, there's not been an explanation. And if it's been debunked, then where in the heck is Hunter Biden? And how come he's hiding out more so than I am? I'm at least honest about the fact that I'm in Taiwan. We don't know where he is.
Yeah.
He hasn't been seen. And the media, who will always chase down a Republican and camp out at their home and try to ambush them on the way in and out of their car, nobody seems to care where Hunter Biden is in the media.
Yeah. Governor, I was thinking about this. Probably the number one reason why Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi won't take an actual vote to begin a real inquiry is because I think one of the first witnesses the Republicans would subpoena would be Hunter Biden. And, you know, he doesn't have any executive branch protection. There's nobody that can say, you know, we got you covered here. So he'd have to come forward and talk. Now, he may take the fifth on every question, but at least you have the optics of the guy sitting there having to do that.
I think also that they deep down realize that if they really open this up, I don't think they'll be fair in the House. I think they'll probably have a one-sided kangaroo court with Adam Schiff playing the role of Captain Kangaroo. But I do think that if it gets to the Senate, then they won't have a choice. And the Republicans will get to call any and all witnesses, including James Clapper and Walter Brennan, but John Brennan, who looks like Walter Brennan and not nearly as smart. They're going to bring Joe Biden. They're going to bring Adam Schiff. He'll have to testify under oath as to what he knew and when he knew it. I'm not sure they want to go there.
Yeah.
But you and I have both been saying, pull the rope, start the motor. Come on, guys. Let's just do it and get it over with.
Well, what's funny about this is that now the whistleblower just wants to answer questions in written form. And the headline on Fox News was, you know, the whistleblower getting cold feet? Now only wants to engage in
formal written answers. And I'm thinking, you know, probably from about 2 minutes after Adam Schiff convinced this person to do this, they've probably regretted stepping forward and are going to as the days draw along. Hey, let me shift gears just a little bit because we do have some international stuff I'd get to like to get your perspective on. It looks like Iran shot some tankers outside of Saudi Arabia yesterday. Of course, they attacked the oil refineries a few weeks ago. What do you make of what's going on in the Middle East and even with our involvement in Turkey? Is that turning into a powder keg of sorts?
I think it already is one. We know that the Sunnis and the Shiites are the bigger battle, even between Arabs and Jews. That's where the real battle is, Shiites versus the Sunnis. But I also think that we've seen something very disturbing happen. As I've often said, I am a strong supporter of the president and almost always support his foreign policy decisions. I have to be honest, Kevin, I was really alarmed when he announced that we were going to leave the Kurds to themselves in northern Syria and let the Turks come in and do what they might. I don't trust the Turks. I think Erdogan is a thug. It's apparent that some of the Kurds are being slaughtered. Christians are being slaughtered all over the Middle East. Nobody seems to care. I'm going to truly believe the president is sincere. He wants to get our troops out of these endless wars. I agree with him on that. But the Kurds have been an ally. Now, for what I just said, I've been called a rhino by Lou Dobbs and Tucker Carlson and some others who said that anybody who thinks we have any obligation to the Kurds is forgetting where our obligations are. We can argue that we don't have an obligation, but the Kurds have been the one group of people in the Middle East, in that part of Iraq and Syria, who have valiantly fought with us and for us and have never asked us to do their fighting, but have only asked for some support. And when they started getting slaughtered, they begged for air support, and we failed to give it. We refused. I'm concerned about that, and I know that there are some people that say it doesn't matter, it's not our problem. But, Kevin, we made it our problem when we got into the middle of that. And if we see two things happen, we're going to live to regret it. One, the slaughter of the Kurds. And two, if they leave and no longer protect that ISIS prison, ISIS is going to rev up again, and we'll have to end up fighting them all over. And that's really, really tragic.
Yeah, well, I cannot say I disagree with any of that. And, you know, name calling ensues, you know, but I feel like when you give your word to somebody, it's important to keep it. And they've been a valiant ally. I know there's problems even amongst the Kurd populations. I know the Iraqi Kurds don't get along with the Syrian Kurds, and there's problems with all that. And there are some Kurds that live with protection inside of Turkey. I'm aware of all of those arguments. I just don't want to see this turn into a genocide, and I think we're all fearful that that might have the potential to happen. Well, I know you've got a big show this weekend, and I don't know if you've got, you know, Patrick Wayne, the son of John Wayne, coming on, but can you top that? Who have you got on the show? You can't beat that. I got the son of the Duke. How could you possibly trump that?
I got to be pretty honest with you. Having the Duke son on is a pretty big stinking deal.
See, I thought that was kind of cool.
I'm rather about. But I do have a pretty good guest lined up. I got a bunch of good guests.
Yeah, anything that could trump a Wayne?
Well, could be. Vice President Mike Pence.
Ah, come on! Come on! The one day I've got That's somebody right. decent.
Hey, All Kevin, right. I'm on every week. Come on, man.
I know.
No. I tell you what, the vice president has a really, I think it's going to be a refreshing interview for people to see. He's very open. We have a good time. We've known each other for many years, so he's relaxed. We talk about everything from impeachment to the Ukrainian situation. We talk about where the president is out rallying, what the really problems are trying to get the Congress to move on things like USMCA. And then we really talk about some of the more personal things that I think will give people a really great insight into the person of Mike Pence.
All right. Mike Pence, vice president on Huckabee this weekend, 8 and 11, Saturday and Sunday only on TBN. Governor Huckabee, always a pleasure to have you. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with promo code KMC and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you feeling, as fall has set in, that you're finding yourself a little bit, you don't have the energy to keep up? We've got three kids in three different schools going to 90 miles an hour. It's tough around the McCullough household, but we're doing better than we've done in the past, and it's because I'm on my daily dose of Balance of Nature. 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables in every day's dose. And sometimes I take a little more. If I feel like I got the little sniffles coming on, or I feel like I'm fighting the allergies, I up the dosage. And guess what? I still don't get the seasonal bronchitis that I used to get every single time the weather changed. I haven't gotten it in 4.5 years. Balance of Nature has changed my life. And right now, I want you to try it. Your skin will look better. You'll have more energy, but it'll improve the quality of your life. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, and that will give you our best pricing and free shipping. Plus, we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. We're going to get the best pricing and free shipping on all your orders, but also get a $25 off first order only. Limited time offer. Don't wait. Call now. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. That's 246-8751. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC.
You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443.
Who better to keep an eye on the swamp? Take a Harvard law grad and someone who knows the media underbelly like the back of her hand. National Press Secretary for the Donald J. Trump 2020 presidential campaign, Kayleigh McEnany. Exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
It turns out that Joe Biden was vice president. He worked with the so-called whistleblower.
That's a report that started emanating last night through some of the media. The Washington Examiner actually has that in a report that I linked on Twitter earlier today. And if you want to read it, it seems like the Examiner's reporter, I think it's Rob Crilly, has that. And it seems like the source seems pretty solid. But you can decide for yourself, and we will continue to watch that for more details as it is released. Welcome back, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. It's a big, busy news-breaking Friday, thanks to Governor Huckabee. Coming up, David Burke is going to be with us. We've got a big event 1 week from tonight at his place in Ventanas at the Modern in Fort Lee. And before we're done, the son of John Wayne sits at this microphone with me. He's in the green room. He's warming up. Patrick Wayne is his name. We're going to talk, what his life's been like. It's been pretty cool. But as the aforementioned Kayleigh McEnany has been invoked, she is here with us, winding her way back from that very busy rally last night. And Kayleigh, I've got a new fun little habit. Whenever the president holds a rally, I go online and try to learn everything I can about the facility that it's being held in, because I want to know what the maximum number of seats are. And then I'm figuring he probably adds 200 or 300 more seats to any one of those venues. And then that's probably the actual attendance last night. But I'm just curious, did the campaign find out
what the estimated attendance was for his rally yesterday.
Oh, we did. He had 20,000 inside the arena and 25,000 waiting outside. It's extraordinary. We had almost 100,000 RSVPs. We're in Minnesota. You know, we're in a state that's supposed to be a blue state, that safe territory for Democrats, but not the case. And I got to tell you, the great Trump supporters far outnumbered the protesters. That was a pretty crazy scene outside that I was forced to walk through to try to get to a Fox pit because there were no cars available.
Well, I am thankful that you were safe and that all was well. I want to concentrate on this, though, for a second, Kaylee, because and Mike Lindell, very close personal friend of mine. I know he's heading up the efforts there in Minnesota, and he had a pretty rousing speech last night. Here's the thing about this state. I've said now for probably going on a year that I think the president's going to win 34 to 38 states as a kind of bare minimum. I think that depending on who the Democrats run and how bad their policies are, he could win 40 or more. But I'm not really holding to that very tightly, because I'm seeing some states be a little more in play than I'd like on some that he won and some that he lost that I think are very much in play. And Minnesota, I kind of think, is the deal breaker. I think if he wins Minnesota, he wins a huge landslide. I think it's much bigger than it was in 2016. And I think he's on that 35 to 38, maybe 39 state minimum kind of end of that range. I'm just curious. Minneapolis is pretty hard blue as a city, but the rest of the state is rabidly red. And getting 45,000 people to come to the fairly blue city kind of reminded me of Orlando, actually. You know, when we were down there, very Democratic city, but huge turnout, nearly, 50,000 or so turned out to see him there. You've got to feel good about what the ground game is feeling like these days, don't you?
Oh, we certainly feel very good about it. When you look at Minnesota, you're right that, the Twin Cities are very blue. But outside of that area, President Trump did extremely well, way far and above Mitt Romney, where, Donald Trump might have not been done well in the urban areas. So, like I said, the Twin Cities, he got 299,000 votes in the surrounding counties. Compare that to Mitt Romney, who got 56,000.
Wow.
So literally six times what Mitt Romney did. And that's why that state was closer than it had ever been, other than Ronald Reagan. And I think you're right. We win Minnesota. There's a whole bunch of other states in play too. New Hampshire, New Mexico, Nevada, states that the president was close in that he can put over the line.
Well,
I think we're looking at a good map.
He won one of the two districts in Maine last time, but I think both of those could be in play.
Absolutely.
And I think that states like Colorado and New Mexico, I think that he's got, because of the economic track record, and I think if he can stay on message with all of that, I think he's going to do really well. Let's move to impeachment for a second, Kaylee. And I've been focusing on this like nobody else in talk radio, and every day we seem to have breaking news. You have yesterday the Ukrainian MP coming out and saying that Joe Biden himself, not his son, but himself, may have gotten upwards of $900,000 in lobbying revenue as vice president. You have within the last 24 hours the fact that the whistleblower, as they narrow down the options of what we know about the whistleblower's factual past, that's been reported, the range of who this person can be is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And it appears that one of the, if not the primary Democratic, quote, contender that their own lawyer has said they had contact with may have, in fact, been the former vice president himself. Kaylee, this is a joke. It's what Lee Zeldin said on the show yesterday. It's a clown show. I want him to call the vote, take the vote, and I want everybody to be on record, and I want to move on. I want to get this thing rolling, because it's time for the Republicans to have rights, to call witnesses, to speak out, to speak up, and to have the chance to have equal time.
Yeah, this is a partisan hit job. It is what Chuck Schumer warned about. The intel community has six ways to Sunday to get back at you, he said, just days before Trump was inaugurated. Well, it appears the intel community and the Democrats have a way to do that in cahoots, because we learned, how extraordinary, as you said, that this whistleblower, if the report is correct, had a professional tie to Joe Biden. We know he coordinated with Adam Schiff. We know he or she is represented by an attorney who also represented Chuck Schumer and Hillary Clinton. This is a partisan hit job. They know they cannot beat Trump at the polls, so they must impeach. And don't take that from me. Take it from Al Green, Democratic congressman, who said it out loud.
That's right. But, Kaylee, that then turns our attention to the congressional seats. And there's a couple of reasons why I think Nancy is protecting those people. One is it is to protect those 31 seats that are in Trump districts. And I also think it may be to protect Hunter Biden himself. If Republicans can ever call witnesses, I think there's going to be a long list of Democrats that they're going to be interested in talking to.
Yeah, and that's what they don't want to happen. So that's why they cannot take that vote. It opens up Joe Biden and Democrats to a host of unfriendly witnesses that will share the facts. And when the facts come out, the president wins.
Well, good job in Minnesota. Get some rest. Busy a mama-to-be like you needs all that she can get. So hang in there, and we will talk to you again real soon. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right, Kevin McCullough, lots more straight ahead. Restaurateur, celebrity chef David Burke joins me next. We've got a huge date 1 week from tonight. Hope you'll join us at Ventanas at the Modern in Fort Lee. We'll tell you more why next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with promo code KMC and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you feeling, as fall has set in, that you're finding yourself a little bit, you don't have the energy to keep up? We've got three kids in three different schools going to 90 miles an hour. It's tough around the McCullough household, but we're doing better than we've done in the past, and it's because I'm on my daily dose of Balance of Nature. 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables in every day's dose. And sometimes I take a little more. If I feel like I got the little sniffles coming on, or I feel like I'm fighting the allergies, I up the dosage. And guess what? I still don't get the seasonal bronchitis that I used to get every single time the weather changed. I haven't gotten it in 4.5 years. Balance of Nature has changed my life. And right now, I want you to try it. Your skin will look better. You'll have more energy, but it'll improve the quality of your life. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, and that will give you our best pricing and free shipping. Plus, we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. We're going to get the best pricing and free shipping on all your orders, but also get a $25 off first order only. Limited time offer. Don't wait. Call now. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. That's 246-8751. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC.
It's the perfect ingredient for listeners. We welcome you back to the Dining Out Dialogues, presented by Kevin McCullough Radio and Dining Out Magazine. And now, here's Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, so it's not technically an edition of the Dining Out Dialogues today, but we're going to tell you about a couple of dates coming up, and that's one of the reasons why I thought it would be fun to kind of set the stage there. Coming up next Friday, 1 week from today, from 3 to 5 in the afternoon, we're going to be having a great time at a place called Ventanas at the Modern in Fort Lee. And I want you to come join us. I want you to come enjoy the broadcast. There's going to be a delicious dinner following that. And then they've got a late night option as well that are all going to be taking place. The man who is the genius behind all of it, I would say the man behind the curtain, but he keeps opening so many restaurants, he doesn't stay behind the curtain for very long, is my friend and top chef, David Burke. David, it's always good to have you. Thanks for coming back.
nice to be here, Kevin. How are you?
I appreciate everything that you do so much. And I just got to tell people that when the lovely bride needed a really nice birthday surprise, the people at the tavern pulled that off dramatically. And it was such a splendid thing. Hey, next Friday we're going to be at the tavern, and we're going to be having a lot of fun.
David Burke Tavern's in New York.
Ventana's
is in Fort Lee. I'm confusing me more.
I can't do that. That's not nice. So next Friday we're going to be at Ventana's, and you're gonna do kind of one of your special pairing dinners where you kind of do each course and explain what it is. Why should people come out and preview?
They should come out to see you live at 3 o'clock to 5, and that's Friday's always a good day to leave work early.
Amen
so
to
we
that.
Have a great happy hour. We also have you. And we're going to be entertaining as well, and it's nice to be able to see what you're doing in the restaurant. We're going to be shooting live or recording live.
Yeah,
and we're going to pass out hors d'oeuvres. There's a set price menu that begins at, I think, 6 o'clock?
Yeah, 6 o'clock.
And then there's the chef's table that we sold out already, but there's plenty of room left for the, I think it's a three-course meal or something.
Yeah.
And priced accordingly at Ventana's at the Modern. Alex Duran is the proprietor and family. They're excited about it. We've got a modern menu, American-based with Latin flavors and some Asian. So it's really, and it's got a huge vibe. It's really,
it's got
live music. We got a DJ later at night, and it's right over the GW Bridge in the middle of the modern Fort Lee right now.
Well, and the thing is, if people think that they've tasted the full palate of David Burke at, say, Woodpecker or Tavern, you've really got to come to Ventana's, because, David, describe how it's kind of distinguished from your other spots.
Well, you know, the foundation of what we do there is based on the foundation of what I've been doing for several decades, you know, in New York City. But we've decided to branch into some Latino flavors and some Asian flavors more specifically than we have in the past. You know, there's tacos, empanadas, you know, Asian flavors, lots of guac-style dishes, and using the flavors of South America, specifically Cuban and Peruvian, et cetera, and blending that. And because Fort Lee's got a demographic of Korean and Asian population, we folded that in too, which is actually works wonderful with the heat-based items from the Latin. So it's really, it's really what a modern American restaurant is becoming.
No, it totally is. And the architecture of the place, David, talk about how splendid those back walls are when you open them up and you go down into the garden.
Yeah, the guy, if weather permitting, we'll probably have the doors open. There's a beautiful landscaped pond, water fountain, fire pits. You know, the inside is a huge restaurant. And Alex Duran put together a huge bar with 30 seats. It's a round bar in the middle of the room, so it's very social. And there's dancing toward the later part of the evening, and there's beautiful artwork and paintings and sculptures. Really, it's really, you know, it's remarkable. Actually.
It's got Friday night written all over it.
Nothing in the middle. It's Friday and Saturday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's got this Friday written all over.
That's right.
Come in early with us at 3-ish. And we'll feed you well for sure. I'll be on hand, and Kevin, you're going to be there, obviously, and we're going to be speaking.
Yeah.
And we got another one scheduled for the 24th at David Burke Orange Lawn in South Orange.
Now, we haven't talked about David Burke on the lawn at all. Talk to us about how this, because this is your newest kind of baby, and it's a completely different location, but it's got its own kind of cool signature. Talk to us.
Well, it's in the it's one of the oldest, second oldest tennis clubs in America, swimming tennis clubs in America with grass courts, and it's in the middle of South Orange, nestled behind a few beautiful homes, and we took over the old dining room and the banquet facility, so there's wedding parties and this and that, but the dining room reminds me of my old fromagerie in Rumson. It's an elegant old building.
Wow.
Moderately priced, high-end food, you know, it's casual dress, And again, that's a more subdued venue than Ventana's. We don't have, we do have live music on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and we have a burger night that night in the lounge area. And the dining room is great. We're just open for brunch, and it's open to the public.
Yeah.
Even though it's a tennis club, it's a public restaurant.
Which is kind of cool.
And on
the 24th of November, we're going to do a farmer's market day. That's a Sunday. We're going to be on the air from 12 to 2 that day. But David's going to be there. It's going to be the perfect kickoff to your fall celebration of all the stuff that you want to do right before Thanksgiving. And David, I'm just so looking forward to it. You know I love hanging out with you, and I'm looking forward to next Friday. Thanks for being here.
Likewise. Thank you so much. I'll see you in a week.
All right. David Burke right here on Kevin McCullough Radio. Coming up next, the son of John Wayne. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with promo code KMC and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you feeling, as fall has set in, that you're finding yourself a little bit, you don't have the energy to keep up? We've got three kids in three different schools going to 90 miles an hour. It's tough around the McCullough household, but we're doing better than we've done in the past, and it's because I'm on my daily dose of Balance of Nature. 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables in every day's dose. And sometimes I take a little more. If I feel like I got the little sniffles coming on, or I feel like I'm fighting the allergies, I up the dosage. And guess what? I still don't get the seasonal bronchitis that I used to get every single time the weather changed. I haven't gotten it in 4.5 years. Balance of Nature has changed my life. And right now, I want you to try it. Your skin will look better. You'll have more energy, but it'll improve the quality of your life. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, and that will give you our best pricing and free shipping. Plus, we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. We're going to get the best pricing and free shipping on all your orders, but also get a $25 off first order only. Limited time offer. Don't wait. Call now. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. That's 246-8751. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC.
You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, sometimes on Fridays, I like to set aside the headlines, at least here in the back half of the show, and talk about fun stuff, things that are happening around the tri-state area or in the country or in the world. And my next guest, I'm really honored to have him in studio. The last time I got to sit with him was at a dinner that had been kind of coordinated by Mike and Beth Connors, who are big supporters here in the New York area. And they introduced me to a man by the name of Patrick Wayne. And I got to sit almost right next to him. And Patrick, we talked to the wee hours of the morning, it seemed like. And the story after story, it was so much fun. Thank you for a gracious night that night.
Welcome back to New York.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here.
And I know that you had a big dinner last night for the foundation. We're going to talk about the foundation in a second. But I think some of my listeners, the first thing they want to know, what was it like being the son of the Duke?
Compared to what? I mean, that's a tough question
to
answer.
Being the son of the guy that I grew up with, you know.
You know, it's the only life I've known, so I have nothing to compare it to. But it was a pretty privileged life as I look back. Over the years, I really considered myself to be in a very privileged position. He was a tremendous, tremendous guy. Obviously very successful. Here he is 40 years after his death, and his name still has resonance and celebrity. But the things that were most important to him are the core values of this country and respect, being trustworthy, reliable. Those are the things that
I sometimes wonder when I see the headlines if he was with us today, what he would think of the current political landscape.
Wow. I mean, I think it's a different world. You know, this whole information highway is a different way to view things.
Do you think the divisiveness, do you think that would sadden him for someone
that had such a view of America? I mean, we have basically two political parties, and at some point, one party is in power. Previous times, President Obama represented the other side of the coin. Listen, there were plenty of people in the Republican Party that were disappointed when President Obama was elected. I don't think that they behaved as petulantly and immaturely as people are now.
Yeah.
This is an office that should be respected. It's whether he's your man or not, it's still something. Now, I mean, there's so many. I don't want to do this on Trump, but I was curious if you had thoughts about that. I think it's
now you had a very active acting career yourself. I mean, obviously, your dad probably opened some doors for you, but you worked with other greats like Jimmy Stewart and others. What was your favorite non John Wayne associated project that you were part of?
It's got to be Sinbad. I did a film called Sinbad in the Eye of the Tiger. We were in Malta and Spain and Jordan.
Those are rough places to film, you know, Malta and Spain.
Oh, my God. So exotic. with Jane Seymour and Terrence Power.
Again, really tough.
Yeah. You know, somebody had to do it. And I got paid.
That's it. Hey, last night you were here for a big dinner for the John Wayne Foundation. And some of my listeners may not know that the John Wayne Foundation is a major cancer research group. Talk to us about what the foundation does and why people should support it.
Okay, I'd love to. So before we get into this, I would like to clear up that the dinner last night was put on by the Fashion Footwear of New York.
Oh, nice.
And it's a dinner that raises money for breast cancer research. And there are 6 to 10 sites around the country that are get supported by last night's dinner. We're one of them.
Okay.
So that's
excellent.
The John Wayne Cancer Institute, affiliated with St. John's Health Center in Santa Monica. And a little history of the Institute. When my father passed away, my brothers and sisters and I, there were seven of us at the time,
right,
decided that we would, as a legacy to my dad, try to help cancer research. So the idea was to use his name and celebrity to create awareness about cancer research and help raise funds for cancer research. Never realizing in 1980 that his name and celebrity would resonate as strongly today as it did in 1979.
What have been some of the things that have been most meaningful to you about the Institute since it's been founded?
From my own personal experience, my daughter was working in London she went there for a year, ended up staying 4 years. So over that time, I would go visit her a couple of times a year. And one year, we invited this girl named Leslie to come to lunch with us. She had worked coincidentally on a Sinbad film, and I'd kept a friendship with her for 25 years, mostly Christmas cards. But anyway, we called, and she came to lunch with us. And so during lunch, she said to me, I'm a cancer survivor, a breast cancer survivor. I said, I had no idea. Hmm. She said, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I went online and I saw that the John Wayne Cancer Institute had developed the sentinel node method for very slight invasive surgery for breast cancer. So she found a doctor in London that did the sentinel node treatment, and she was cancer-free for 8 years. Well, I mean, this is my own personal one personal experience I had with somebody that I knew, somebody that I cared for, that had benefited from something that we did and developed at the Institute. And at that moment in time, I just decided that I'm going to do this until I'm pushing up daisies.
Well, and I want people to know that they need, that you need their help. JohnWayne.org is where you can find out everything about it. They have more than 150 alumni that have gone out and that are now impacting the outcomes of more than 100,000 patients on an annual basis. So that means that the doctors that have come and done the research and done the programs, they are going out, they are changing lives every single day. Hundreds of thousands of patients have been touched by this. And again, it's just one of the best things you can get involved with. JohnWayne.org. JohnWayne.org is the URL. And Patrick, I don't know if you remember this. I wouldn't blame you if you had forgotten it. But the night that we were together a couple of years ago, I shared with you that both my bride and my mom, both of our mothers, were breast cancer victims. And it's something that we'll spend the rest of our life trying to combat as well.
We've got to fight the fight until it's gone. When I started, I became the chairman of the strategic planning about 15 years ago, and at that time we were like aware of 250 kinds of cancers. Now we know of 2,500 cancers.
Wow.
But to expand a little bit, you were talking about the doctors that have left. So what we have is a fellowship program where we take surgeons and train them to be cancer surgeons. And so we thus far have done trained 140, and like you said, they've spread around the country and are leaders in the field of research and treatment in all parts of the country, which we're really proud of.
Well, and you're doing great work. So, friends, again, more info at johnwayne.org, johnwayne.org. Patrick?
Not only can you, find out how to help this, fund, but you will get answers to any questions you have. It's a very user-friendly site. And
so if you've got a loved one that's beginning the fight,
it'll start you out what can be done, where to go, who to see.
Yeah.
All sorts of
excellent
information.
One last time, johnwayne.org. Patrick, great to see you. Thanks for coming in studio.
Thanks, Kevin.
Calvin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
My blood work with my doctor is the best it's ever been. All my numbers. And this is the only supplement I take now. Whatever I'm doing, he said, keep it up.
We're landlords, and I have about 3 people moving in, and it's been very strenuous, but I have the energy to do it, thanks to, balance of nature.
My blood work has been getting better and better every 6 months, and I have no explanation for it other than I'm taking a balance of nature. All the numbers are always changing for the better, every blood test.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with promo code KMC and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that back in 2010, laws were passed by the United States government to give the authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to seize portions of your bank accounts, your 401k, your IRA? Yep, you heard me. Your 401k, IRA, and your bank accounts. Sounds scary, but it's already happened in 8 countries in the last 7 years. Get the facts on what they can do by receiving the white paper titled The Coming Bail-In. See how all of this was set up to help manage our out-of-control debt. Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, you'll have peace of mind. Call Landmark Capital today at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Or go online to landmarkgold.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. Thanking you for a very busy week, and thanks to Patrick Wayne for coming in studio. Appreciate his kindness in doing so. Chef Burke, I'm looking forward to next Friday. It's going to be on fire at Ventanas at the Modern. I hope you'll come join us. Kayleigh McEnany and Governor Huckabee starting everything off. Appreciate them each week as well. Yesterday, the C40 World Mayor Summit in Copenhagen welcomed Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And in doing so, she said something rather interesting. Take a listen.
Just 2 years ago, one of the deadliest disasters in the United States struck in the form of Hurricane Maria. The climate change-powered storm killed over 3,000 Puerto Ricans, American citizens. My own grandfather died in the aftermath, all because they were living under colonial rule, which contributed to the dire conditions and lack of recovery.
Now, I don't know exactly what she's calling colonial rule. The people of Puerto Rico have desired to become a state for as long as I can remember. The people of Puerto Rico want to be an entity of the United States. The people of Puerto Rico suffered after Hurricane Maria because of the corrupt leadership in the region of Puerto Rico. They just had to throw out the successor to that corrupt leader because he too was corrupt. And friends, let me put to death once and for all this whole climate change garbage. If you want to talk about people that are supposedly polluting the planet, it's not the United States of America. We have some of the cleanest air and cleanest water and most amazing conservation and reforestation programs on planet Earth. Go sell that tchotchke to Mexico, China, India, any number of other places. But keep that garbage out of here. Because the United States does more than its share to replenish clean air, clean water, and to do what we can to cut down on carbon emissions. Having said all of that, I feel bad that her grandfather died. But it wasn't a colonized America's fault. Because they're not colonized. They want to be here, even if she doesn't. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you next time.